Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. How you doing? I know you're doing good. I know you're smiling from ear to ear. So thanks for being with us tonight. We have a very, very, very special show, and I can't wait to get into it. I am so excited about this show, but let's do what we do, because, you know, Mom and them always say it. When you invite people in your house, there are certain things that you have to do first. So we're going to follow that old way of sage wisdom. And what we do here first on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, is we settle into an affirmative reading. And it actually comes from my daily inspirational messages that can be found at RevSandy.wordpress.com. The one I chose to read today is called God's Cavalry. God's Cavalry can consist of your friends and family, your earthly angels, and or strangers. The cavalry has come to protect you on the battlefield of earth versus heavenly reality. Your friends are God's gift to you. They have each been assigned and placed on your path to serve a particular role in assisting you to get where you say you desire to go and to become who you say you want to become. They have agreed to serve in this position, and some roles are for a lifetime, while others are only temporary. We cannot keep a person who is only here temporarily permanently. This disturbs the balance and may block the next person who is assigned to help us. Friends are gifts. Your earth angels have received their instructions from the Most High. Their duty is to serve and protect you. You know the person who is always available, even if you act out with them. The person you seek when you need to hear yourself talk out loud. The person who just knows when to tell you to heed to your warning signs. Earth angels are a precious commodity and should be handled with extreme care. Strangers appear when we are so consumed by the physical appearances that we have placed ourselves out of touch with our friends, family, or earth angels. We feel alienated and alone, afraid to say what we are experiencing. With a stranger, we are free to be ourselves. There is no fear in hearing what you have shared with them. We have a tendency to feel safe expressing who we are with a stranger, someone who does not know our past. All of these individuals have their respective roles to play in fulfilling the assignments given to them by God. Learn to respect each one for their blessing in your life. God uses people as messengers when we are stuck or require guidance. God's cavalry is amazing, truly strengthened by holy power, energized by the one power and presence that sustains all life. And again, that's called God's Calvary, and you'll understand the importance to tonight's show in just a moment as we continue on with what we're doing. And so the next step that we do is we honor our ancestors. And I know there's been a lot of talk, even some newspapers have reported that Aretha Franklin has gone to the other side. I was not able to confirm that, so I am not going to give any energy to that. But this part of our show is dedicated to honoring, recognizing, and loving on our ancestors. So we invoke and we invite their energies to be present and to be with us this evening. Because, you know, here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, we're bound to talk about a little bit of anything. And we need all of that strength from those ancestors to be here with us, to hold our backs, hold us up, keep us going. So, ancestors, we love you. We treasure the memory and the strength that you have for us. And without you, we know that this would be a very shallow experience. So, ancestors, ashe, ashe, asheo. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called A Celebrated Cellist. And our special, unique young man is Mr. Khalil Payne. This young man, I got to wait. But I'm so excited that he's with us. And I want to tell you about how we met. But audience, let me give you your instructions. You are invited to be a part of the show. If you're not already on, you would call 516-531-9819, and you would simply press the 1 to let us know that you want to speak live on air with us. So I'm going to bring Mr. Payne on shortly, and we're going to get into his presentation and see what he has to say. And I want to tell you about how me even getting to know him, how all of that took place, and to show you what miracles are always happening in life. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to start with a little music break, and we'll be right back.
Baby, just baby.
y'all know who that was, who that is. That's Riri. We're sending you so much positive love and energy. Miss Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, we love you, baby. We love you. And we're just sending you positive, positive vibes. So, all right. Thank you for being here at Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So our show tonight is a celebrated cellist, and this young man's name is Mr. Khalil Payne. So last year I was given this assignment from the Most High, from God, from the universe, to do a worldwide wellness webinar. And so in fulfilling what I was given, I felt that I needed to make sure that the youth were included and that they were heard. And, you know, because they have valuable knowledge and wisdom, even though their years may indicate that they don't. So just make sure as you're moving about that you don't discount a young person just because of the age. And so I went to a very dear friend of mine, Geneva Vanderhurst, and she has an organization that has actually been on the show with us several times before, Sting Incorporated. And Geneva works with these young people. She does college tours and just a number of activities with the young people throughout the year. And so Mr. Khalil Payne was one of the individuals that she recommended to be on the show. He is actually the youngest person at 15, I believe, because I think I was told 13, and he corrected me and told me he was 14. But he's had his share of life situations, traumas, and all of like that. But this young man, so when I first met him, I was setting up my camera, and he just started playing his cello. I mean, and it was so beautiful. And he's an awesome, awesome individual. But that's all I'm going to say, because I'm going to bring on Mr. Payne. He is a freshman in high school right now, and I'm going to have Mr. Khalil to introduce himself to the audience. Are you there, Mr. Payne?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm so excited that you were able to do this with us. I know it's a little late, you know, with school being back in and everything. So I really appreciate you taking the time and your mom allowing you to do this. So thank you for being with us.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And good evening, everybody. My name is Khalil Payne, as Ms. Rogers said. And also, as she said, I'm 14. I'm a freshman at high school. And this at McEachern, I go to McEachern High School, go Indians. And this is my third week in high school, and a whole lot has happened. Just in these 3 weeks.
Are you liking it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay. So that was going to be one of my questions was how was high school? And
yes.
So, Khalil, for those of you that have not heard his story, he is on the wellness webinar that is still available, and you can find it at Life, Love, Wellness. .org, and you would just look for Khalil, and he tells of his story, and he actually plays his cello on air for you. So, Khalil, I just wanted to make that introduction. So what do you want to talk about tonight? What do you want the world to know about you and your journey and where you are now?
Well, basically an update from the webinar for what's going on right now, and basically most of the opportunities in the future.
Okay.
So this happened since the first week of school and a little bit in the second week of school. Of course, I'm going for Allstate and honor orchestra. My orchestra teacher, orchestra conductor, Miss Floyd, she had introduced me to another program that it actually, you travel to Carnegie Hall and play there, which I believe is awesome.
Oh.
It really is. And we also have, I believe we're going to go to California this year for a competition. And next year, we're going to be going to Italy and Greece for competitions.
Oh, wow. So that's already confirmed for you?
Yes, ma'am, I believe so. And also, not trying to brag or nothing, but I got in the top orchestra, and I'm actually playing with seniors, mostly seniors. And I was, it was really awesome to be in there. It really is awesome to be in there.
That's cool. So what, that's like 3 or 4 years older than you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's cool. That's cool. Carnegie Hall and then going overseas too. That's incredible.
Yes, ma'am.
So is that's your high school orchestra, or is that the other organization that I want you to tell people about? Is it the school that you're going to be touring with?
This is the school performance. This is just school. Now, the
okay.
other thing, that's another story. So, I've been in Geisel. I'm going to be in Geisel again this year, but I made the top orchestra
okay.
symphony, and I believe I'm one of the youngest people, because mostly you're eligible if you're, like, in 10th grade. Basically, if you can drive, it wouldn't be that big of a surprise if you were in there, but everybody was surprised that I made it into a symphony for the young person that I am. And
okay, well, you got to tell them what Geisel is, though.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. So Geisel is Georgia Youth Symphony Orchestra. Yes, ma'am. Geisel is Georgia Youth Symphony Orchestra, and it's a program. They said it's the, like, largest program in the Southeast. This is, like, where kids all around, I believe, it's, like, around the Cobb County area or somewhere around that, where you go to, like, this one place. Well, after your audition, you go to one place. It's for the entire school year that you get to practice with the orchestra, and you also perform with them. And then if you're in the top two for symphony, you get to actually travel to the places in Georgia. Like, this year, we're going to go to Athens in January, and we're also going to be playing behind some famous soloists as well. Like, last year, they played behind, I believe it was a black violin. And for Philharmonia, last year we went to Zion Baptist Church and played a few of our songs over there as well.
That's cool, man. That is really cool. So how did you get started? And I know your mom likes to talk about how you didn't have necessarily professional training, because it's a natural gift for you. And I know of several individuals that have that. And so is there somebody in there that has their speakerphone on us? Because there's a back something going on.
Yes, sir. Wait.
Is your mom
is
in
still
there
going?
My
mom's in here
with
me.
No, you're good now. It's good. Okay.
Hi, how you doing, Miss Sandy?
Doing good, yeah, no, there was an echo in the room, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you wanted to talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to, there was a little echo, and I want people to hear what he has to say.
Okay. Is this volume okay now?
Right now it's good.
Okay, great. Well, I'll put Mr.
Okay.
Cleo back
well,
on so y'all can finish
you
our interview.
Yeah,
okay,
we're going to call
on.
You back in a minute. Don't call too far.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
She says she's going to call you back.
No. Khalil.
Yes, ma'am.
Khalil. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell the audience how you got started in playing music, or how you discovered that was a real love for you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it all started at Tapp Middle School when I just graduated from fifth grade, and we had music tryouts. Well, not music tryouts, like instrument tryouts. So So I decided to go to orchestra just to see how it is. And it was pretty cool. Like, I went to the violin. It was too much work. No offense to the violin players, but I mean, I had to hold it up. It was too much work for me. Now the viola, it was starting to get a good fit. It was starting to be a good fit. But I still didn't like holding it up. So I went to the cello, and I got a little bit nervous because how big it was. And but I tried it, and I started playing. I had no idea what I was doing, but I had felt like some type of connection with me and the cello. And you know, after I had my time, they asked if I wanted to play the bass. I said no, because it was way too big. Like it's still bigger than me. So I said no. But now sometimes I play the bass. But, yes, I had a connection with the cello, so that was the reason why that I felt like I wanted to play even more.
And you just, you and the, because I know that first day that I met you, you and the cello just became one. You know, it's like you guys just were inseparable. And so is that like a long process or, you know, like a how a relationship develops? How do you explain how you're so gifted with learning how to play this?
To be honest, I can't really put it into words. Like, for me and the cello just sound like one. I mean, it's really hard to put it into words. I just do it, basically. Like, it's not... I don't have to really do anything else. I just start playing, and then I like really feel the music and the beat and everything. And it's not something that you hear a lot of from a whole lot of cellists. It's not really that heard of. And that's basically it. It's hard to put into words. It's really hard to put into words.
Yeah, and so you were talking to me about all music has a story to it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So explain that theory that you have to the audience.
So in the webinar, I played a little bit of the Peterloo Overture, and that piece, now it's kind of lengthy, but it's usually played with a full orchestra, and the story that I said, now, it was written in around the World War II times. So if you listen closely, you can literally, like, see almost a full movie of what, like, happens in that piece. It's, like, for music itself, it's like a movie to the ear. It's like it tells you its story, just like the composer tells his or her story. So the story was that in the beginning, you know, everybody was peaceful and everything. And they were doing their own thing. And, you know, trouble just, like, so there were these planes that were coming around. And then they, like, dropped bombs, which explains the percussions being extremely loud while the strings were really quiet. The orchestra was really quiet. Somewhere near the end, that's when it sounded like somebody died, like somebody really important died. So it was a really sad moment right there, especially when the harp is plucking very softly, but it literally sounds like somebody just died. And then at the end, it sounds like, I'm going to miss you. Like when they're at the funeral or the wake or something like that, they're just mourning, but then again, they're happy for them because they're in a better place. Like, it just sounds like that to me. And that also reminds me about Janice as well, that, I mean, sometimes I still feel a little bit upset or concerned, but I know that she's in a better place and she's not suffering anymore or anything.
You want to tell them what you want to tell the audience about Janice?
Yes, ma'am. So Janice was my biological mother, and she had passed away due to her being murdered by my biological father, who was Jonathan. And how was that she had a drug overdose. The drugs were in projected inside her. But I'm going to just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. You had, because
yes,
I wasn't going to bring it up unless you did, and that's why I told people, you know, that you're on the webinar so they can go and listen to your story there. But I appreciate
yes,
you for doing that. Yeah, yeah. And she's smiling, you know. She's one of the ancestors that are helping this show to be what it is tonight. So know
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
And yes, yes. As long as we call her name, she's always with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. So your high school experience, because I know we were talking and you were saying, you know, like how, and I'm not going to get into, like, you know, like a lot of detail and stuff, but how you've taken stages to deal with the depression and the grief that you encountered after your mom's death, because you were pretty young when it happened. So how are you, are you more popular now in high school? Because I know you were telling me just a few months ago that you were really kind of getting your groove going and you were always talking with your friends and stuff like that now. So how is high school compared to, you know, your previous grades and experiences?
Well, high school, for sure, one thing, it is different than middle school. And there in high school, what I learned is that there really is no popularity. It's just that you hang around with your friends most of the time. And, yeah, it's really different. Middle school, it was all about popularity. But high school, it was just, you just hang around with your friends, like in the circle or somewhere like that. And, high school, my class, well, I don't really have a lot of classes with my friends because I'm all over the place for my schedule in high school. But I've been making new friends in my classes as well. So it's been going really well. It's been going really well.
And being in the orchestra with all the older kids, that's cool too? I mean, like...
Yes, ma'am.
Good. We've got our first caller, Khalil. Let's see who this is. And it's caller 678508. You want to give us your name and your comment, please?
Yes, sure.
Hello?
Hold on, Khalil. Caller 678508.
Does that be me? Hi. I'm sorry,
hello?
Am I on there?
Hello?
You're here.
Am I on there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi,
who
this
are
is,
you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Jerry Yarbrough.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry.
Hey, Jerry.
All right. Hey. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing good.
How are
you? Yeah. Look, hey, I just called. I'm thankful for my grandson. He's doing a beautiful job, and I'm watching it from beginning to end. He's magnificent. It's good to see the youth raised the way they are right now. Through everything he's been through, he's persevering. So, like I said, I just want to encourage him to keep moving in that right direction. And God got him all the way. So, that's the only comment I really wanted to make. But thank God for this here. Session right now, and thank God for you guys. All right?
Yes, sir.
And we
thank
give
you.
Thanks for you and the influence that you have in his life and what you're doing to make sure that he is able to do the things that he's doing. So my hat's off, my heart's wide open to you, and thank you for your contribution to this young man's life. He is quite a remarkable individual.
Yeah. Everything putting God first. He's on track. You know, it's really not about any of us. He's doing it, and God has him all the way. You know, God has him from beginning to end. So I'm thankful, and God bless you guys. I just wanted to acknowledge that to him. Great job, grandson.
Thank
all right,
you.
You guys have a blessed night. Okay. All right.
Great.
Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right.
Okay. So, how is there a big difference, Khalil, in playing in the high school orchestra as opposed to playing for GISO?
There is a big difference in, well, first about the people being in there, and then two, between the music as well. For high school, now they, first you're around people that you know a lot more than you do in GISO, and their music, no, first it is for, before I say it, no offense to any people in GISO, but the music is easier to read in high school, but in GISO, the orchestras that I'm in, we play professional level, and one of the pieces that I got from Symphony, it's 10 pages long, so it's a very long piece. It's very hard. It's a very long piece, and but it's very different. It's very different. It's like you're more independent in GISO than in high school.
Oh, so that's probably why you were so advanced when you got to high school and they put you in with the orchestra, you think?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long have you played in GISO, and how did you get involved with them?
Well, for me to be in GISO, I've heard of it by my private instructor, Miss Tara, and she introduced it to me. This is my second year for being in GISO, but I really enjoyed it being in GISO. It's a really good program. I've loved it. I really have loved it. And I highly recommend it to anybody who plays the instrument, period. Like, it has three full orchestras, one string orchestra, a jazz band, or, like, a jazz ensemble, a percussion ensemble. And they even have a chorus. So you can literally do them with anything in there for music. If you play an instrument, you can go for it. Even if you're in chorus, you can go for it as well. So it's a really awesome program.
So how does a person get involved in it? I mean, you can't just go up in there. Don't you have to audition or something like that to be a part of it?
Yes, ma'am. You have to sign up and audition. And then there's a fee of, I believe, $20 to audition. But you have to, for the audition, you have to, I believe it's at KSU. Now, I'm not sure about chorus, how they audition. But I know for if you play an instrument, you're supposed to go to KSU, and that's Kennesaw State University, and you're supposed to audition over there.
Okay. So, what you're doing with the music? How important is that to who you are? If you were to get a punishment and you were not able to pay your cello, what would that feel like?
I would feel really isolated, to be honest. I would really feel isolated. I would feel really isolated if I wasn't able to play the cello, or, like, feel like there's something inside of me that I need to get out by playing, because most of the time, or usually really all the time, I express myself through playing music. And, that's usually it right there. I would feel really isolated. And plus, like, playing the cello is like talking to my best friend. Well, the cello is basically my best friend. So it's like how we talk, I guess.
Okay. That's incredible. And so did that come by surprise for you to be, like, so involved with this music, with the cello after a while? Did you have expectations when you signed up initially to play the instrument? Did you kind of be like, okay, this is going to be my new love? Or did you just do it to be doing something? What motivated you to go into that? And you told us about the size of the different instruments, the bass and the viola and the violin. But,
yes, ma'am.
What were your hopes? What did you want to find? What do you think you were going to find and playing music?
At first, I didn't expect to have so much growth in me playing the cello. Because back in elementary school, now we played the recorder, so I didn't have any experience before playing the cello. But I was talented at playing the recorder. I actually set a record at Varner playing the recorder. I played a little song, the most accurate and most quickly. But I've never expected it, to be honest, to be having so much growth and to just sprout out like just so quickly. So that's basically it right there. I didn't expect that. But it's awesome for it to happen. It really is awesome for it to happen.
So would you, children that are going through traumatic experiences or tragedies or depression and things like that, would you suggest that the parents get them involved in music or some other type of artistic endeavor or what? You know, does it help that part of you say, because it's like talking to your best friend. So is there, I'm trying to under, you know what I'm saying? Like, would it be good therapy? Yeah, would it be good therapy?
For the kids? No, I wouldn't recommend just music. Basically, like, whatever they like to do, like, if it's just simple as, like, playing basketball or like writing poems or something like that. Cause when, for me, my thing is music. So, and you guys know that I express myself through that, and it's really good therapy for them. And for a child that's going through a certain type of situation, whatever they love doing, like poetry, they can write out whatever they feel at that moment, poetry, or they can just play basketball with their friends and just, you know, chill out, you know. Or they could do, like, some science things. Like, my little brother, he loves to do science and everything like that. So they could literally do anything that they like to their extent. So, yeah, that's it right there.
Does getting all of the attention from people and being celebrated for your accomplishments, how does that impact your life?
Say that again. I didn't interpret.
So you're a celebrated cellist, right? So, like, mm-hmm. You've got these awesome positions in the orchestras that you play with and opportunities that are not given to people of your age. How does that make you feel to be able to be recognized as being such a gifted player?
Yes, ma'am. If I interpret it now, so it feels so awesome to just have that. Like, if you're going to a party, or no, let's say you're going to a concert, right? You going in, you bought a ticket, just a regular ticket at the door, and they say you're a VIP. So, you know, you're going to be like, woo! So, yeah, you're going to be really happy. That's how I feel right now. Like, I got the VIP ticket, like, the front row seat of the concert. And, like, it just feels so awesome, especially for my age, that, like, I promise you, I will not let anybody down for anything.
Yeah, that is so beautiful that you said that. That's cool. I like that. So you are in that front row seat, and I'm glad you understand how what a blessing that is, that that you're able to express that gift that you've been given. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Because your mom right there, I want to talk with her for a second, and then we're going to come right back to you, and then we're going to open it up so whoever else is listening, if they want to ask you a question or make a comment, they can, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Sandy. This is Nadine again.
Hey, Miss Nadine. Thank you so much for the awesome, awesome job that you're doing with that young man. He is just absolutely amazing.
Amen. He is. He is. I believe that my husband and I are the blessed ones. Everybody keeps saying to us that, oh, you're so blessed to have them, and that they're so blessed to have you. And I said, no, I believe we're the blessed ones.
Yeah, that's just so much love over there in that family, man. I tell you, that's beautiful. So,
amen. Thank you.
I remember you posted, sure, I remember you posted a couple of weeks ago on Facebook.
Yes.
You said
yes.
Something to the effect that they said that he couldn't,
yes, ma'am.
That Khalil couldn't play unless he had professional training.
That's what they said.
So,
Yeah,
so talk to us about that.
Okay, what happened, like Khalil said, when he started sixth grade, well, when my daughter was murdered, their biological mom, I quit my job at the Marietta Police Department to take on my new job that God gave me, which was Khalil, Jordan, and Amira. And I take that job very seriously. And I knew Khalil was going into sixth grade and he would want to play an instrument. So I said, okay, I get a little retirement check. I can get the baby something to play. You know, I got to try to figure out how I'm going to help them make their lemons into lemonade. So
wow.
when we went to the orchestra that night, I was praying Khalil would go for the orchestra, but if he would have went to band, I still would have been behind him. But he turned to the left and went to orchestra. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. So then when he was looking at the instruments, and I said, you know what, I'm going to surprise him. The next day, I said, I'm going to surprise him. I said, baby, when I went to go get him from school, I said, baby, I'm going to get you a cello. And get your violin. He said, no, Mom, save your money. I want the cello. I said, the cello, that's my whole retirement check. But, you know, as God would have it, Khalil still got that cello today. And we're talking six years later. He still got that cello today. So, praise God. My husband is the only one that's taking care of all five of us. So, as God would have it, Khalil went to school and he started playing. We didn't even know. He never played anything like that before, like he said. So he goes to school and I'm thinking, oh, wow, they're going to be really excited. And then he get to learn it at the school how to play it. Well, when he went there and they had competition, and Khalil said, well, Mom, I want to try for it. So, you know, we got out, God made a way for we can get the registration fee to let him play. Well, the teacher at that time said that, no, he can't play because he has to be a professional player. And I said, well, this is a God-given talent. Khalil can play like the other kids that's in your class. So he told me, no, that wouldn't be fair because they've had professional training. So Khalil needs professional training in order to play and be in competition. So I'm the type of woman I've always been all my life. I don't understand the word N-O. It just means, no, not right now, no, let's go get it later, or no, I already got that. I don't know what that N-O means just by itself. So long story short, I came home and told my husband about it. So like I said, he's the only one working. I got a little bitty old retirement check. So I went the same place I rent the cello at. I asked them, did they have a cellist that could teach Khalil? And they said yes, and it was Tara Swissel. So we go there, and I talk with her. She said that cello lessons were $30 a week. I say this for a reason. Talking about holding on to God's unchanging hand, I come home, tell my husband, Brent, it's $30 a week for Khalil to take lessons, you know, and he has to be committed. So he said, okay, let me go to work and find out. He drives trucks for Kroger to deliver the products to the store. Brent comes home the next morning, and he's, like, super excited. He's not that kind of a show my excitement. He said, Nadine, he said, you ain't going to believe this. I said, what? He said, they got two spots opening. He said, the senior driver got one, and I can get the other one. And I said, okay, so what does that mean? He said, if I start past midnight, I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cry. She said, if I work past midnight, I will make $37 a week. Do you hear me, Miss Sandy?
Oh, wow.
$37
wow.
a week extra. All we needed was
wow.
30, okay? Look at God. Look at God. So Khalil gets his audition. He gets his lessons. He's not even working with Miss Swissel, not even 2 months, I believe. She told him to try for honor orchestra. Khalil tried out. He made ninth seat. First time ever. Second. So then he tried again. Then he tried for Geiso. He made first seat. Now,
wow.
like I said, they say God-given talent don't count. I say it does. He just tried out again for honor orchestra. He made second seat. So you can't tell me that God-given talent don't count, because it does. No matter what, you have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's never on our time. It's always on his time, and it just so happened to be right on time. So now Khalil's getting his talent. He's playing. People are asking him to play. And one thing, Miss Sandy, that I try to instill in Khalil and all the kids, but we talking about Khalil, I try to tell him, God will bless us. Don't worry about nothing else. Somebody want us to come and play, he'll come and play for them. And they'll ask me, how much is it cost? If one person listen, he's paid in full, because God will bless us with the rest. And that's
mm-hmm.
what we firmly believe. We always get a love offering or whatever, but he sows that seed right back in the church, in New Hope Baptist Church. He sows those seeds right back in. So he takes
Great.
Care of his little brother and his sister. He gives them some money when he gets paid. And it's just
Good.
A blessing. It's a blessing. He really does. I don't have to ask him to do nothing. I just have to teach him how to keep making their lemons into lemonade and bless somebody else. They have a ministry called Justice for Janice Ministry. And they sold money into that ministry, too. And what that ministry that they created, not me, but what they created is that any other children who've lost a parent through domestic violence, they want to be able, it won't fix the situation, but it let them know that, hey, you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. We've been there, too. We lost our mom.
Right.
So maybe they can take them out to the movies or go get some ice cream or just sit and talk. That's what this ministry is for. Every year we
That's
do a memorial
cool.
for their mom. I just provide the place. They provide everything else. Jordan says a couple of prayers. He wants to be a preacher when he grows up. Jordan says a couple of prayers. Amira always does her praise dances to her mom. And Khalil, of course, plays a cello. Now, with Jordan, he plays the baritone. So Jordan will be playing the baritone and preaching. Khalil will be reading an appointment, playing this cello. And Amira, she's trying to teach herself how to play piano. And she's going to play piano and do a praise dance. And we have people from all over coming. I have people coming from Decatur. Friends that we know, they come from Decatur. Scaly Adventures, they coming from California, from South Carolina, I apologize. I just, my Powder Spring council people and the mayor, they come. These people didn't even know Janice. But, you know, you have to be careful how you treat people, because you'll never know who's there to bless you. And I teach that to all my kids. And I just can't express it enough how grateful I am for God for allowing me and Brent to take care of Khalil, Jordan, and Amira.
So Khalil is the oldest, so right?
Is That's correct.
Wow.
Yes, Khalil is the oldest.
He's playing a lot of different roles in his assignment. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's
also
volunteering. He's 14 years old. Ever since he was 12 years old, Khalil has been volunteering every Saturday at a food bank here in Powder Springs with the leadership of the men at TAP. He's also a member of the Tuskegee Airmen University with Dr. Ponzi and Henry Bunn. He's so active. I mean, you have to keep them active and have them to give back, because that's therapeutic for them, and it's therapeutic for me.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I know how. I don't know. I can only imagine how it would feel to lose a child. So
yes,
for you to understand and to honor that, and to help the children. So again, I salute you guys. You guys are just
absolutely
phenomenal people to be able to instill those type of values in the children.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, my grandmother instilled that in me, and this is nothing that I had to do. This is something I wanted to do. And it's a difference when you have to do something and when you really want to do something. And I really, really wanted to do this.
Yeah, he to me, he's just, you know, because it's so genuine. He's just genuinely.
Yes, ma'am.
Caring,
yes.
You know,
yes,
you can tell it's not something phony or,
yes, ma'am,
you know, like he's trying real hard to do it, just like his love for playing that cello is
yes,
the
ma'am.
Same thing he has for the love of people. So,
amen.
I just love him. I just absolutely love him. And
amen.
You as well.
Thank you so much.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love you, too. We love you so much.
Thank you.
And I wish I'm going to have to take a picture of him because he's sitting up here with his cello right now. And I have to tell you, he is passionate about that cello. You know he got it right here waiting on you. You know that, right?
I know, right?
The most awesome thing that Khalil has done is that we went to Oklahoma. I found my brother after 48 years, talking about holding on to God's unchanging hand. And Khalil went there, and he played. And the first Sunday we were there, my brother wanted him to play at his church. They wanted us to stay another week, but we couldn't stay because we had to come home because Brent had to go. But he's invited to come back there in September to play for his wife's picnic, perhaps.
Okay. Cool. Well, yes, I would love to hear Khalil play, and I'm sure the audience would too. And then when we come back, so after he plays, I want you and Khalil, or him or you, whichever, however you guys want to do it. But somebody needs to let the audience know how to book you guys, how to book him, how to stay in contact with him, how to be able to support him. Or the Justice for Janice ministry that they have. So we want to kind of get into a little bit of that. But I know he's sitting there just like, hurry up.
Exactly. Hold on. Sure, we can do that. Hold on. Let me let Khalil and his cello come on.
Okay.
This is a piece that we played in orchestra last year in eighth grade. I'm not going to play it that long. I'm just going to give a little bit of parts because it's kind of lengthy. But this is one of my favorites. It's called Ventus by Todd Parrish.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. I love that. You know, so
thank
I was
you.
Trying to figure out what the story be, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's like people are having fun, and they're out dancing, and they were, the old terminology would be frolicking in the flowers. I just, you know, you can feel happiness coming out of that piece right there. That was good. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, indeedy. So we're going to open up the lines to the listeners. But, hey, you guys, how about that? You've been serenaded on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, live. Now, you guys remember this, because when he gets up there and he's playing for all the high international heads of state, you'll be like, oh, I heard him back in 2018. I could just picture that. So thank you, Khalil. Oh, my God. You're such a beautiful spirit. Yes,
ma'am.
So, again, you guys, you can hear him play one or two songs. I'm not quite sure. On lifelovewellness.org, and he talks a little bit more about his story and how the steps that he took to overcome some of the emotional issues that he had to deal with that he spoke of earlier. So make sure that you check him out. And so, Khalil, how can people get in contact with you? What's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
On my business card, there's my mom's email address, and my mom's phone number as well is on the top. It says Nadine Payne, my booking agent, a.k.a. my manager, a.k.a. mom. But my website is khalilpayne.com, and I apologize, that's not in order. My mom's phone number is 404-403-4523. And you can also follow her on her webpage at Facebook as well. Her account is her name.
And your website?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's www.khalilpayne.com.
Excellent.
It also shows video that it was, I believe it was about a year ago, 2 years ago that I've recorded, that I've been helped recorded. This also shows my story, and I've played one song as well. It's actually, I'll let you tell by my past self, but it's a really, really good video that was recorded 2 years ago.
Okay. Thank you. I like that. So, callers, you know the drill. You can give us a call here at 516-531-9819. If you would like to speak live with Khalil or his mom, Nadine, if once you get on, you just hit 1 on your dial to speak live with us on the radio. If you have a comment, a question, or anything that you would like to say to encourage this young man or appreciate his music and his wisdom at such a young age. And so we're on the downside of the last 30 minutes of the show, so I would invite anyone that has a statement that they would like to make or a question or something to go ahead and make your voice heard now, so that we can move right along and we don't run out of time. So, Khalil, do you have all of these interesting places to go, like Carnegie Hall and you said Italy and you named some other places.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any other kind of goals in addition to the traveling with the high school orchestra, or, you know, what do you see yourself doing like 2 or 3 years from now?
2 or 3 years from now, I see myself traveling a whole lot. like a whole lot of places, probably even with some of the professionals, like ASO, Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, some of the professionals over there. And, I mean, it's, I just see a really big future for myself. When I graduate high school, I see myself going to a college, probably a music school. I would really enjoy that. But I just see myself traveling and playing all over the place.
Does that excite you?
Yes, ma'am, it really does.
I just thought I would ask that. You know, you have such a beautiful future ahead of you because you were able to just give in to that musical inclination that you had, the gift that you've been bestowed with. And so I appreciate you serving as an example, not just to your brother and sister, but to all people everywhere, young and old. So you're such an amazing person to me. I just love you so much.
Thank you.
Well, no one's chiming in. You want to play something else for us right quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. This is an old hymn that was very popular a very long time ago around slavery time. And I enhanced some things, and I made it to where I put a little bit of my oomph or my sauce into it. So I really hope you guys enjoy it.
She just wanted to make sure that you knew that she was sending her support and her love to you. So, you know, we got people in the chat room. We got people on the phones and just so many different ways that people can communicate. And so what would be like a message you would give to your younger brother and sister if there was something that they were trying to do, what would you tell them? What kind of advice would you give them?
Really to just be yourself, because once when I was at this camp called Camp Twin Lakes, our group was called Camp Hope, and this was right before we had a certain meal. So there was this sign on a tree. It said, you have to be yourself because everybody is taken. And that is really true. You really have to be yourself because once, like, school is school. Because when you get out of school, what are you going to do? I mean, like, you have to find yourself and be yourself. Not to just fit in the world so that you can just be fulfilled and be satisfied with your own self.
Hmm. That's beautiful.
So, you know, you are filled with so much wisdom, and you're such a wise person to be so young. And you're blessing everyone that comes into your energy field, because that's just how powerful you are. So my prayer would be that you would stay as humble as you are today, because you're going, your territory, your influence is what I'm calling your territory. That's going to be expanding more and more, like every day it's getting larger and larger. So never lose sight of where you are right now with that love in your heart for the work that you do, for the people that you interact with, and for the goodness that you can demonstrate to the world. That's so important, because we have very few examples of that these days. So I appreciate that of you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Ooh-wee. So what would happen if your what did your grandma, your mom say? Your brother's playing the baritone and your sister is learning how to play the piano?
Yes, ma'am.
So do you guys ever sit at home and play, like, as a group or anything?
When we get the time, yeah, when we get the time. Like, I'm trying to teach Amira sometimes, like, how to play a certain scale or do a certain scale, certain things on the piano. And for Jordan and I, I'm teaching him how to play certain, like, some songs. And sometimes we just, like, we played, I believe it was Seven Nation Army before once. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But all three of us together, we haven't tried that yet. We haven't tried that yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think you're pretty cool for, you know, to be able to help your brother and sister out like that, and to keep them actually involved in doing something creative. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah. So any other, I mean, you've been just shocking us with all of the exciting news that you've had, and with all the touring that's coming up for you over the next couple of years. Now, are you going to be doing are you going to be doing like a benefit concert to raise money for the travel expenses or anything like that?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about that.
If you don't mind, if I can comment on that too, Miss Sandy.
Oh, please do.
What Khalil does sometimes is that he plays, if different people call and ask me, like I said, we don't set an amount, but they usually give a love donation, and Khalil usually take some of that, you know, put it back in church, and then he'll give Jordan and Amira something, even if it's just $5. And then he put some of that aside in his account. So now we're trying to start saving up for his trip in California, because I understand that we got to pay for Khalil's airfare and his cello airfare, because his cello has to sit right beside him. So we don't even know how much that's going to be, but I know Brent driving that night can't make that much. But anyway, we have some people that just if they find out that Khalil's trying to do something, they usually step in and help.
That was a friendly suggestion, Miss Nadine.
Yes. Oh, that
so
would be great.
If you did, yeah. If
yeah,
you
that
did
would be great.
Business, yes, ma'am.
That
you
would
could,
be great. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I'm writing that
like,
down right now. Benefit concert.
Yeah.
Have that is great.
Church or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
A community
that would
center.
Be great.
Whoever will have that. And then that way, you know, more people
yes.
can come
yes.
and support them financially. And
yes,
even
Lord.
If they don't come, you know, they can make a donation on the
yes,
website
Lord.
Or, you know, however you guys
yes.
set it up. But I would strongly
yes.
suggest doing something like that. It's simple.
That is
it's real simple.
You know, I guess I never thought about stuff like that, but that's an awesome idea. I welcome the idea. I welcome. I'm not funny acting. I'm just funny looking. I will welcome all ideas. I will welcome all ideas. That would help out a lot.
I can help how I can support because he deserves all of what
yes,
you know, he gives back
he
to people. And
yes.
what he gives back to the universe. So the
yes.
universe needs to support him. So, you know,
yes.
that's a done deal right there. Yep.
Amen. That is a done deal. That is great.
Yes,
he's
yes.
He's such a loving kid, and he's so humble. He's so
yes.
humble.
Like, I know. I mean, that's incredible right there that,
yes.
Because so many of our youngsters are so caught up with the iPhones,
yes.
the iPads, and the whatever.
Yes.
And they never look up to interact with people, you know. But for him
yes.
to want to play the cello
yes,
for
ma'am.
The listeners and things like that is just remarkable to me.
Yes,
so that's why I'm so loved, you know.
And it's
so
funny.
Sincere,
this
know?
This morning. I received a phone call because it was one of my coworkers I used to work with at the police department, and I guess he must have thought I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. But he called me at 4 o'clock and wanted Khalil to come play at his dad's church on Friday. And I
Ooh.
Thought that was so nice. Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, wow, this kid's a little popular. Till next time, just send me a text, okay? I still love you, Jerry. But anyway, send me a text, baby. But it's a blessing because he didn't have to call. And we take it as a blessing. Take it as
yeah,
a blessing.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, you family are,
support,
like
family support from one's loved ones like you and Miss Geneva with Sting. Love me some Sting. I love it.
Yes.
Dr. Fairley, success of excellence is, I mean, the moral support that we get, it's not just financial, it's just the moral support that we get. And it's a blessing for me because it re-energizes me and it re-energizes
yes.
Brent. So we can just pick
right,
up and
right.
go on.
Right, right. It's incredible. Just
yes.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful that,
yes.
you know, to have these success stories for our children.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
But we're
Lord.
Ending up a little early unless we have some comments from our callers. So I want to respect Khalil. Probably needs to get to bed.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't let him stay up this late normally.
No, he's usually in bed by 9 o'clock. But that's because we get
oh,
up at
wow.
5:30 so they can take their time and not rush.
Okay,
but
so.
Not, don't worry about that. He's fine.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that we fully address anything that he wants to say to
okay.
the audience, if he wants to play another song. I want to make sure that he feels that
yes.
he's done all that he was supposed
Amen.
To do tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Dean, and I appreciate Khalil, for your willingness to come on the show and to share with us, even with it being outside of his regular schedule. So thank you both.
Oh, amen. Anytime, Miss Sandy, anytime. Oh, just a phone call away, anytime. But Khalil says, yes, he has another song he want to play for you. Hold on, Miss Sandy.
Okay, let's do that. Okay.
And thank the rest of you all for listening to us and taking the time to listen to Khalil and listen to me and our story. And if there's any way that we can be of any help, if you feel like you've lost your child and you want to know what is, how can you make it? We didn't think we'll make it, and it's been 7 years. We didn't think we'd make it past day one. And, Lord, here it is, 7 years. So you can contact me. I'll give you my number again if that's all right. My number, 24 hours a day, is 404-403-4523. And my name, again, is Nadine Payne. And you can call 24 hours just like Jerry Edwards did at 4 o'clock this morning. So I honestly mean you can call me 24 hours a day if you ever need to talk or just want somebody to listen. Or if you want to book Khalil, he does weddings, he does whatever you want, special occasions, anniversaries, Khalil does it. He'll be more than happy to play. If one person listens, he's paid in full. That's his motto. Because God will bless us with the rest, and I'm sure God will place it on your heart to bless Khalil for blessing you all. And if you want my email is, I'll say it and then I'll spell it. It's motherlove4mpd@gmail.com. And it's motherlove, the number 4, letters M as in Mary, P as in Papa, D as in Delta, @gmail.com. Khalil's website, if you want to hear his story, is www.khalilpayne.com. And Khalil is still K-H-A-L-I-L, Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, .com. You can follow Khalil on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and what's the other one? That's it. And his email. So hold on 1 second. Khalil's getting ready to play another song for you. Enjoy,
Nadine,
be blessed.
Nadine.
Yes, ma'am.
Nadine. So
yes,
how
ma'am, I'm listening.
How does an individual support Justice for Janice? Is that a separate entity?
Yes,
that's
a separate entity. I have her a little website set up, but I don't know, and I'm sure I'll get some help after tonight, how to add money to it, or if somebody want to make a donation to Justice for Janice Ministries that's created by Khalil and Jordan and Amira. That's none of my doing. I just only support them and guide them. But I'm sure that tonight somebody can help, could be able to help me set that up. But you can always email me or call me. And I have Cash App, and I can put it on there, and I'll even put a receipt, Justice for Janice. So whatever you need, I can provide you with a receipt so you can use it for a tax deductible.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I wanted to make sure we addressed that.
Oh, amen. Thank you. One moment.
Now, this song, this is made by the previous artist that has passed away just last summer. His name is XXX Tentacion. He had passed away, but this song is called "Changes" by him, and it's kind of quick, but I wanted to play this for you guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, yes. Good. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you once again. And just know that we support you in everything, and we continue to encourage you. Reach out if you do the benefit concert. Let us know how we can support you. We'll promote it on our show. We'll promote it on Facebook and whatever we need to do to get you what you need to get to California and some of those other places that you're going. So we want to make sure that you don't have to worry about anything. So we just want to help to support the effort, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for everything. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, because I know you could have been doing a lot of other things, like getting you some sleep or something. So we appreciate you so much, and we'll see you the next time. So
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, and you,
thank you.
Your music is absolutely divine, so we appreciate you.
Thank you, and
all
God
right.
bless you.
Well,
God bless you, Miss Sandy.
Thank
you for all that
thank
you do.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate that. You guys are just wonderful. So that ends our show for tonight, A Celebrated Cellist with Mr. Khalil Payne. He has been so gracious to play several songs for us, one that he composed himself, which is just phenomenal, you know, at age 14 that he's composing his own music. And I just find that so incredible. We will be seeing him at Carnegie Hall. He's going to be in California. He's going to be going overseas to Italy and some other places. And we just send blessings in on his path, and just ask for tremendous blessings as he move about in this universe. So we are dying for us.
Love and wellness.